This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Danny D, joined today by a neurologist at Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Shaylee Shah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for having me. Just joined the practice and really excited to be able to take care of multiple sclerosis patients in the Chicagoland area.
And we appreciate all you do. I personally have two very close friends who are battling with MS right now, and it's estimated that nearly 1 million people in the U.S. are living with MS or multiple sclerosis. So for those who may not be familiar, what is MS?
So multiple sclerosis is what we think to be an autoimmune disease that affects the brain, the spinal cord, and the optic nerve. What we think happens is that at some point in someone's life, and we think that there's likely a culmination of factors, many of which we likely don't know yet, that lead to the development of this disease, where people's own immune systems are attacking the nervous system and causing the symptoms that we typically associate with this disease.
And what are those or the most common symptoms that people may experience with multiple sclerosis?
There are a number of different symptoms that people with multiple sclerosis can develop. And this is just me naming a few, although there are certainly many more than what I'll name, and certainly many typical and atypical presentations. One of the most common symptoms that people can develop with multiple sclerosis, and sort of an indicator of the potential disease, is actually new onset of vision loss. So oftentimes patients can, with MS, present with new blurring of their vision. Sometimes it's quite mild, and sometimes it can be quite severe, and that they notice that they've lost vision in one eye entirely, rarely both eyes. Typically, that vision loss is associated with pain behind the eye or with eye movements, and that can kind of be, you know, a key indicator of what they're experiencing, which has another name called optic neuritis, where patients have inflammation of the optic nerve. Now, that's one of the main symptoms that people can experience. Another main symptom is the new onset of numbness or weakness in the arms and legs. And typically, patients with MS will present with kind of a classic development of numbness or weakness that goes up the leg and up the arm and then stops. Usually this will develop over a day, persist over several weeks, and then get better on its own. And oftentimes what we do as neurologists is identify these patients early on after the onset of these symptoms and then try to treat them with acute immunosuppressant treatment so that they can recover faster. Other symptoms that we sometimes see with multiple sclerosis include double vision and changes in speech or swallowing, numbness in the face, and then incoordination or changes in their walking.
And thank you so much for this information, Dr. Shah. I am Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. And today we are touching on multiple sclerosis or MS. Now, at what point should someone see a doctor if they think they might have multiple sclerosis?
So typically, patients with multiple sclerosis, when they present with new onset of symptoms, such as the ones we just discussed about things like numbness or weakness, loss of vision, typically lasting at least 24 hours, patients with these symptoms should be evaluated rather rapidly. Oftentimes, these are patients who are going to come into our emergency rooms or hospitals and very quickly be evaluated with imaging and potentially other tests that can tell us whether or not this looks like MS. This will then allow us to potentially treat them to allow them to recover faster. Now, sometimes patients won't present as acutely. Sometimes patients will have a more gradual onset of symptoms, or sometimes certain symptoms will go unnoticed for a period of time. In these instances, I do recommend that patients reach out to their primary doctor or schedule an appointment with a neurologist as quickly as they can in order for us to get them evaluated, get them the appropriate imaging, and then get them on the appropriate treatment.
Now, if someone is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, what treatment options are available at Northwestern Medicine?
There are quite a number of drugs that are now available for multiple sclerosis. It's really quite amazing because in the past several years, we've gone from a handful to over 20 treatments that are available for patients with MS. And there are new drugs that are becoming available every year. These treatments range in terms of how they're administered. They range in terms of how often they're given. Patients with multiple sclerosis do typically require one of these medications because the goals of these medications medications is to prevent them from having any new symptoms from developing. So we call these disease-modifying treatments. Generally speaking, they're all very well tolerated. They're, like I said, there's a lot of different treatments that are available, and what's important about them is that we really try to cater the particular treatment that we're using to each patient. So we really take into account patient preference, and it really does become kind of a matter of shared decision making.
Very informative, Dr. Shah, and thank you again for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.